Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
By welcoming in the man who sends the digital world into absolute mayhem after his mail, MG, it gets
he is a very, very busy man.
I mean, it just sends the downloads into meltdown.
Yes, it does.
It breaks the servers here at Triple M.
He's his own conglomerate.
Brent Reed,
it's
from
all about the clicks. It's all about the clicks,
clickbait,
boys.
Baby.
He's clickbait Reedy. Brent Reed, how are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Are you saying I'm clickbait or what I say is
no,
clickbait?
No, not saying you're clickbait at all, mate.
No, you're not clickbait, mate. No,
you're the irreplaceable. You're the irreplaceable.
He's the glue, the irreplaceable. Ready, let's get into it. What have you got for us? What's the big story at the moment?
Well, we'll start in Brisbane because obviously they've got a big game tomorrow night against the Gold Coast Titans. Kevvy Walters did a press conference today. Gold Coast are circling around Katoni Staggs, a young kid named Brendan Pellicura, Xavier Coates. Kevvy said, look, we'll keep all the guys we want to keep. We've got enough money. And then lo and behold, within 3 hours, the Warriors announced they've signed Reece Walsh. He's an 18-year-old kid. He's their long-term fullback. They had him earmarked to be the number one for the next decade. And he's leaving them. He's going at the end of the season of the Warriors. So it's a massive blow for Brisbane. You know, you might know a lot about him right now, but I'll tell you, this kid's a star. And as I said, he was their long-term fullback, and he's now walked out in the club to join the Warriors at the end of the season. So another blow for Brisbane. They just keep copying them.
Yeah, I can't think of a time. Obviously, last year's wooden spoon was a time, but I can't think of another time when the Broncos have seemed more vulnerable to outside poachers.
Mm. Reedy, if you had to make a guess, Katoni Staggs, will he stay?
Right now, if I was a betting man, I reckon if I had to give a percentage, I'd say 60 leave, 40 stay.
Wow.
Wow.
That's my gut feel on the situation.
And he was their biggest winner from last year. So their only real winner out of last year's season, MG. So that's massive.
Him and Carrigan last year, I think. Yeah.
They have to keep him. He is the one that they have to keep. Obviously Xavier Coates is a really good player as well. And, you know, this young kid, Pellicura, they're all talking about him. He and Reece Walsh are the next generation of stars at that club. They've now lost Walsh. If they lose Pellicura, who the Bulldogs have apparently made a massive offer to, I mean, that's a sledgehammer blow to them.
Jeez, the other club smelling blood in the water, MG. All right, the other story that is getting around, Reedy, that you set fire to, Ryan Madison and his future at the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a really interesting one, right? Because Ryan's, you know, obviously left the West Tigers in pretty acrimonious circumstances. And basically what happened is last week, his management sent an email to a selection of clubs just saying, look, express your interest in Ryan Madison. I've chased it up again today. Look, his management are saying his preference is to stay at Parramatta. Parramatta want to keep him. But he loves playing under Brad Arthur. He loves the club. They're sorting out their salary cap and what they do. But you know, Ryan just wants to let his footy do the talking. So let's just wait and see how it unfolds. But, you know, he's got an option in his favour for next year. He hasn't taken that up yet. And obviously they're sounding at other clubs to see whether there's interest out there in him and what sort of money would be there for him. So I think it's a bit of water to go under the bridge with this one.
If we are talking about other clubs, Reedy, what other clubs may be in line to get this back row from the Eels, do you think?
Well, I reckon we can put a line through the Tigers, for one. look, I mean, you look at clubs that need an edge back row. I mean, Manly desperately need an edge back row at the moment. I know they were linked with Nathan Brown, but my understanding is they've actually pulled out of the race for Nathan Brown now. They're not in for Nathan Brown.
Really?
That's what I'm told. Wouldn't surprise me if they redirected their energies to a guy like Madison, because I think, you know, you look at their middles, they've got Marty Tapau, Jakey Trbojevic, Josh Alloye, Paseka. They don't need more middles. They don't need a Nathan Brown. They need edge back rowers really badly at the moment, Manly. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's on their radar. Yeah, he's a good player, Ryan Madison. He's knocking
on
the door
player.
Of Origin.
Yeah.
I think in the end he'll stay here. I think he'll stay at Parramatta, but you know, I think he's the sort of player that's going to get some offers.
So, Reedy, just the Madison thing we are going to discuss a bit more in about 15 minutes' time, MG. But Nathan Brown, you mentioned there. So, Manly out of the race for Nathan Brown. Does that mean he stays with the Eels then?
Well, he's had an offer on the table for a while now from the Eels, and it's a good offer. I mean, if you factor in the reduction in the salary cap, he's got a pay rise. His offer's a pay rise. It's less than he's on now, but the cap's gone down. So percentage-wise, he's gone up. And look, I think Parramatta are losing patience with him. It wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't take the offer up soon if Parramatta pull it. Because that's a whisper during the rounds that they're ready to pull the offer on Nathan Brown unless he takes it up. And at the moment, he doesn't seem ready to take it up. So there's a real game of brinkmanship going on between Parramatta and Nathan Brown and Nathan Brown's management. And I think it's getting to the pointy end. I think we're going to see something happen on that front pretty soon.
Well, this is the second club now. Wasn't he rumoured to be talking to the Dragons as well? They were close to signing him. Now it's Manly who...
They basically said, no, that's not true. They felt like they were getting used up. And I think, look, Manly had an interest there. There's no doubt about that. But I think they've decided to go in another direction.
Well, the job of the NRL manager, it never sleeps, does it, MG? They're always working something. And hey, Reddy, before we let you go, a bit of breaking team news regarding tonight's game.
Yeah, look, there's a whisper that Wonga Blake's out tonight. The rumour is he did his calf at training. I've been trying to get this confirmed today via the club. I haven't been able to get it confirmed. No surprises there. I guess I want to keep everyone guessing, but that's the rumour. So I guess we'll have to wait and see in, what, an hour or so, 7 o'clock,
we'll find out whether he's in or out. Well, this is a great opportunity to check on Brent Reed's scoreboard because when the teams roll out tonight, if Wonga Blake rolls out there for the Eels, it's a -5.
Into negative for
Brett Reed on the Reedy's Mail scoreboard. Outstanding work as always, Reedy. Stay dry, mate.
We'll do my best. I'm not on the sideline tonight.
Oh, okay. No.
I am on tomorrow night, and apparently it's going to rain, so I'm pumped. Boys, before I go, a little bit of breaking news. This isn't a surprise. Manly will announce Des Hasler's new contract tonight during the show, I suspect. So it's imminent.
You are a plethora of news tonight, Mr. Reed.
That feels like a tap-in. I don't know if we give that one to Reedy. I won't claim that one.
Do you know how many squirmy phone calls this man's got to make each day to people who don't like him?
100,000 people to find out a contract's coming that we thought was coming. Please.
Nice work, Reedy.
Go on, mate.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.